Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to manage your emotions in a startup.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that the roller coaster example has been used many, many times, the emotional roller coaster of starting a startup. It's a funny image, and it's very truthful for those that hear it. Kind of, it does mimic the highs and lows and the intensities, you know, of a startup from an emotional point of view. But it's very rarely that we talk about how to deal with that and how to manage your own emotions. So I thought that it would be a fun episode for us to just pick a bunch of challenging emotions that you're probably going to have to face and states of mind that you're going to have to face as you're starting your company and building your business. And just comment from, you know, both of us in terms of like how we've learned to deal with these emotions, what kind of best practices we've utilized. Just talk a little bit about that. And I've written down a list of emotions that I could think of this morning on the way here. So we could just pick one emotion at a time and just chit chat about it and go back and forth.
Sounds great.
So let's start with probably one of the most intense emotions and one that is the easiest to think about, and then we can work our way into more nuanced emotions. Let's start with fear, right? So what do you do when you are afraid? How do you deal with the emotion of fear while building your startup?
Have no fear. Like literally, like the best answer I can give anybody on that, if they ask me that, just like you did, you know. Have no fear. What is fear? You know, it's like, I think Will Smith is the one I don't credit him with this, obviously, but he says, I have fear. I have fear of fear. That's straight up where it's at. You know, I'm a big Will Smith fan. I really think he's very motivational, to be honest. Watch some videos of his on YouTube. I like his perspective. At the end of the day, though, like fear, what is fear? It's irrationality. It's focusing on things you can't control. And I know this is like a theme across a lot of our kind of non-tactical podcasts, Stelly, but like when you're in fear or you fear something from a business startup standpoint, it's usually because you don't have enough information, you don't have clarity, and or you're focused on things you just can't control. So a lot of things are not in your control in the startup. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And that's okay. That's the reason you're doing this. So there's my motivational speech on fear.
I love it. All right. Well, what I'll say about fear is that I think that the best way to deal with it is actually to just think through it, because, I mean, fear is an emotion that, like, you know, historically has its place, right, in terms of like being a utility to survival. But in a startup, I won't say never, but it should be very rare that you have to fear for your life, right? That should not be a common occurrence. But the things that you're really afraid of are different things. The fear that most people have is to make a mistake, is not to accomplish what they want, is to be embarrassed, is to whatever. There's some kind of a psychological, irrational thing that if you actually sit down and you do the exercise of writing down, hey, in the worst case scenario, what could really happen? Like, what's the worst that could happen here? And then what happens after that? And then what happens after that? Eventually, you'll get to a point where you realize that there's nothing really to fear here. There's, even in the worst case scenario, if you play it down long enough, you're going to arrive at something that doesn't matter. Like, what's going to happen if we make this? Oh, we're going to, the worst thing that could happen is we make a bad decision. And then we're going to not be able to raise money. And then we're going to run out of money. And then we're going to be out of business. And then, I don't know, then I'm going to have to find a job. Okay. And then I'm going to have to try again and start a new startup. Okay. Like, how life-threatening is that really? So just playing it through all the way to the end of the thing that you're afraid of, a lot of times gives people enough of a timeline, extended timeline, to have perspective and to realize, I don't want that to happen, but it's not like the worst thing of the world, and I definitely don't have to be afraid of it. Now, let's take another, it's not really an opposing emotion, but it's kind of an opposite end of the spectrum, but it's still negative, right? So I don't want to go from fear to something super positive, but let's go from fear to anger, right? Anger is still very negative, but it's a much more empowering emotion. It's a much more high energy emotion versus fear is an emotion that takes a lot of energy and power away from you, physically speaking. So what do you do and how do you deal with the emotion of anger? What do you do when you're pissed off and when you are angry in a startup?
Damn, all my answers are going to be so blunt.
Don't be angry.
Don't get pissed off and angry. Honestly, yes. Though, let's say you're pissed off and angry.
All right.
Why are you pissed off and angry? Why are you really, you know, this whole five whys exercise of asking yourself why five times, just do that. And you'll get to some root cause that you probably wasn't on the surface, right? And it could be as stupid as I didn't eat enough today.
Yeah, hangry. For those of us who have children, I'm pretty familiar with that.
I don't even need to have children to be hangry. Hangry is one of the number one causes of being angry, I think, for children as well as adults, because sometimes we just don't eat, you know, too much coffee, not enough food. So that's one example I'd give you. But like, honestly, man, like, why you got to get angry? You know, why you got to get angry? Like, figure out what, you know what? Most of the stuff around like how do you manage emotion has everything to do with understanding where your emotions come from. Mm. And most of the time your emotions are coming from the same place over and over again, right? And come from, and you know, I'm going to get a little like Freudian or psychological or spiritual. Emotions have a root cause. Generally like one of three places emotions come from. And you really dig in deep and find the patterns of what triggers you. That's good. Because there are millions of triggers for your emotions. Then the emotions you feel, most people, they feel the same emotions over and over again. And they come from the same place. Something with childhood. Something with like, you know, again, I think honestly, most of them come from childhood. Whether it's, you know, when you're really young all the way to like college. And then post-college, most things tend to be very set in terms of your patterns. Maybe even post-high school. And so if you can just think through what are my triggers, what are the common emotions I feel, and when I feel them, how can I recognize them? And I'll give a quick tip on the angry and the emotion thing, which is like, I've given this tip before for stuff, but like I write it down. Mm. I literally write down, she said this and it made me feel like this. And now I want to like strangle her, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, like literally, like if you write that down, you're like, oh, that sounds absurd. Why do I even feel that way? You know, but like that's a very, you know, aggressive emotion. You probably wouldn't share that with the person that makes you feel that way. But if you feel that way, it's okay. So the first thing is don't judge yourself for feeling that way. Figure out why you feel that way. And that's how you'll stop feeling that way.
I love it. Write it down. But here's my tip. Don't write to that person, right? So never write an email.
Hell no.
Never write an email in anger. Never write a text in anger. It will always come off much harsher than even what you meant. It's just going to make things a much bigger problem. When you're really angry and you need to figure something out of high level of conflict with another human being, the best thing to do is to find a way to calm down. Writing things down, thinking things through might be a good idea. And then when you want to confront that person, but you want to do it in person whenever possible. You want to be able to have eye contact. You want to be able to have the context-rich environment of seeing somebody's body language, having them see how hurt you are or why you're angry. And just it's going to be a much different scenario. I'm going to say regarding angry, you know, oftentimes, you know, obviously it all comes back to like understanding, like actually starting to take much more stock and be much more in tune and self-aware of how you feel and what emotional states you're in, because that's going to help you a lot in just being in control and when you want to engage and how you want to engage in things, right? Sometimes if you notice that you're really angry and you're about to go into a meeting and you kind of can sense that you are really aggressive in your reaction to certain things that are being brought up, although your anger has nothing to do with that meeting or with the person that you're interacting with, that alone can help you to like stop and like either bring people into it and go, hey, I'm actually in a really bad state right now, so maybe I want to apologize if I'm coming across too aggressive, or, you know, find some way to like create context around that. But I would always ask myself, why am I angry? What happened? What if it's about another person? If it's not that I'm just in a bad mood because I haven't eaten, slept, or have had too much coffee or something else, oftentimes anger is just like building things that have built up for way too long and then you explode. There's some kind of an emotion, something that was irritating you about another human being or about a situation, and you didn't deal with it when it was small, so it has built up over time, and now it feels massive, not because today is that big of a deal usually, but because it has accumulated over such a long time. And best ways to find a way to get off steam, so writing things down is a rational way of doing it. Another thing that'll offer is maybe just a physical way to get that energy out of your system. A lot of times when people are really, really angry, there's a lot of build up internal emotion and energy. And it's just a good idea to find a vessel for that that's productive. So for some people, it might be to just go for a run or go to the gym and really do a really hard workout, really just push as hard as possible, or just go to a heavy bag and like kick the heavy bag's ass, right? Just do something that's emotion, that's physically also exhausting, that allows you to channel all that built up energy and amped up energy. That alone is going to make you feel much better. It's going to kind of regulate your internal biochemistry and release some endorphins and make you feel a little calmer. And then sitting down and writing down what really happened and why you felt the way you are, all that should get you to a much better place that then allows you to take the next step and actually deal with the personal situation that got you into that like super intense negative state of mind. Let's take another one. Let's take an emotion that's a little bit more nuanced, more interesting. Confused. Like, how do you, at times, you might go through confusion. Like when you're just like, you don't know how to deal with the data you're seeing, with the situation you're in. You know what direction to go. It could be overwhelmed, but confusion is distinctly different. It's interesting, those two emotions. Feeling overwhelmed is different from feeling confused. But maybe talk about that kind of a state where it's not like fearful, anger. Those are super intense emotions. But confusion or overwhelmed might be less intense, but much more like common day in, day out over the years as you're trying to build your startup. How do you deal with that?
I think, you know, like one thing that like I struggle with, and like it's so related to this, and I just keep having to remind myself, and when I do, things just get better, is like, it's almost like, you know, Heaton. This is like almost self-talk, right? Heaton. You should focus on the big, important things. Don't worry about all these small little things that bother you. And often I just find myself saying that to myself, and it's been really helpful. And let me be clear. I don't mean like I shouldn't worry about that little pixel that's off on a design, because that's my thing. I'm going to really worry about that. But I'm not going to worry about why someone got it wrong or why that designer isn't doing a great job of it. I'm going to show them, give them an example. But what I mean is like sometimes you just get so caught up in some small shit that you're not, that just doesn't matter. Is it going to matter tomorrow? Is it going to matter a week from now? Is it going to matter a month from now? Is it going to matter a year from now? If the answer is no, then just get it out of your head. Don't be so emotional about it and move on. And that's, I think my answer to this is self-talk. And that's exactly the kind of thing that when I remember and I say to myself, it helps. The other thing I said earlier about focusing on what you control, super related to this. If I'm really struggling with something in my business, I'm like, wait, what do we control here? Like, what do we actually control? What can we impact? Oh, ourselves, our execution, what we do. Okay, great. Everything else we can't. We can't impact the outside world without us doing something. So there's no reaction from anybody unless we do something about it, right? So that means you do things you can control. And if you can't control certain things right now, figure out how to get control of them. You know, I'm not one to say, oh, let it go. I'm one to say, hey, what are the variables? What are the levers? What are the things, right, that are not in my control, and how do I get control of them? Or just, you know, focus on the things I can control. And that very much relates to this, you know, big picture, you know, big things versus small things. If it's not going to matter, like in a very short period of time, and it's just not an important thing, then why am I so hung up on it right now?
I love it. I love also the self-talk example in the beginning, because a lot of people don't realize that a very large portion of emotions and emotional states start with the self-talk that we have, right? So a lot of times you've talked yourself into an emotion. You started asking yourself, why is this not working? Why is this person not doing this? It's never working well. I'm just done. I don't know what to do here. And after you've talked like that to yourself for like, you know, a few minutes, all of a sudden that the emotion starts growing, and then you get into a really strong state. But self-talk can be the way into emotional states, and oftentimes is the way out of them as well. I don't know. The one thing that I'll say in terms of how to deal with overwhelmment is that, you know, whenever I'm overwhelmed, and I had this situation yesterday, right? There are a lot of things going on that were going on yesterday, in my mind at least. A lot of things that I had to decide, a lot of things that I had to figure out, a lot of things on my plate. And I had this like moment of overwhelmment of just feeling like, oh my God, there's so much fucking going on. I just can't deal with all of this. And then what I often do when I find myself, catch myself in that kind of a state of mind, is I tell myself, what is really honestly and truly going on right this second in this room right in front of me? And then it helps me to leave my mind where a million things are going on and to get back to in touch with reality in the present moment. And in the present moment, I'm just sitting here on a desk. There's a laptop. There's nothing. There's not like 100 people screaming at me. There's nobody shooting at me. There's nothing. There's no craziness going on. I'm just here. It's actually pretty calm. It's a desk and my laptop. I'm like, okay, so there might be many things I want to do, but I'm just going to deal with it one thing at a time. What's the most important thing I need to do, or the most urgent thing I need to decide today? Well, I haven't decided about this thing. Okay, well, let's just decide that thing. And once I've decided it, I go, see, it's just one thing. There's not 100 things I have to do at one time. It's just one thing at a time. And I don't know, it just helps me. Or there's this like a meditation thing I once read from somebody that was saying, you know, truly take a deep breath in and out and truly ask yourself, what is the problem I have in this very moment? And usually, in most moments, you don't really have a problem. Even if you have, you know, even if you're bankrupt, even if financing break, even if you have a big argument with your spouse or your partner, even if there's big things going on in your life, in the present moment, oftentimes, there's not really much going on. It's in our head. So the way to get out of the state of overwhelmment or confusion oftentimes is to get present in the moment and realize that the moment is not that overwhelming. This very moment is actually not that confusing. And all I have to do is just focus on the present and deal with what is right in front of me versus being so stuck in my own head, thinking about a million things at a time and making myself overwhelmed or confused. So that helps oftentimes to me. Here's another one. And this is a tricky emotion. Maybe that's going to be the last one, maybe the second to last. Let's see. How do you deal with the emotion of feeling cynical or overly critical? You know, when you're just like, you're in a state of mind that makes you feel like all this is bullshit, or yeah, I mean, these might be good ideas, but we don't know what we don't know yet, or there's a very high chance they're not going to pan out the way we said, or in the timeline we said. You know, when you're kind of in a, you've been burned often enough, or you've gotten experienced enough to really get into a highly cynical state where you just feel super critical. You feel like poking holes in everything and tearing down everything that's around you. How do you deal with that state of mind? That's an interesting one to me.
Get out of your head, go for a walk, don't like realize that it's not productive, right? When you want to like tear everything down that badly, something's wrong with you, like wrong, like deeply wrong, like not like, hey, you have problems. I'm just saying something's wrong. Like you have to realize and recognize that like it's probably not a good thing. People aren't going to be happy around you, right? You just want to break everything or whatever, right? You might even be slightly depressed, right? Take a walk, go outside, talk to a tree. Hug a tree. I don't know. Just get out of your head, right? If you meditate, meditate. If you love like surfing, go surf. Do something that just gets your mind off life, so to speak. Mm. You know, where you can just zen out, so to speak, whatever, right? And everyone's got something they do. Read a fiction book. Yeah. I always mix that up because I only read nonfiction.
Nonfiction, anyways, yeah.
listen, you know, like go. To you know, talk to a parent that makes you happy, or a friend that makes you happy that has nothing to do with your life, business, or whatever. Call somebody, like do something, because like that's just an unproductive mode for us when we want to just break everything, tear everything down, or you know, kind of the way you describe it. I think it's very visceral. Everyone knows that feeling. I would say so. Go do something that just distracts you from that feeling, and you'll generally come back in a much better spot.
I love that. I'm on the go hug a tree. I have to hug a tree today. Just because I haven't done it in, I don't know, when was the last time I've hugged the tree is a question I don't have the answer to, which is probably a bad thing, or it's probably a good idea for me to hug a tree today. So I have a good answer tomorrow. Yeah,
that's great. That's great. I love it.
All right. So let's wrap this episode up. I think that some people might ask themselves, well, okay, you know, you guys really look deeply into like, how do I manage and deal with having these emotions myself? But I'm not that emotional of a person. I have these emotions under control. But like a lot of other people are super emotional. My employees are emotional. Some team member or co-founder. How do I deal with other humans' emotion? And my comment on this, I'm curious to hear yours as kind of the closing statement to this podcast. My take on this is that you deal with other people's emotions the same way you deal with yours. But if you don't know how to deal your own, how to manage your own emotional household and how to deal with your own emotions, you're not going to be able to deal with other people's. So when people come and they're overwhelmed, they're angry, they're fearful, being able to recognize that they're in a very heightened emotional state that makes them irrational, makes them, you know, act or communicate or think in a way that's not their average normal self, being able to recognize that in yourself will help you recognize that in others. And when you recognize it in others, it's much easier for you to deal with them because you're not just like, why is this person saying I'm an asshole? You're just saying, huh, why is this person so angry, right? And that changes, that shift in interpretation of reality and what's happening makes a big difference. You going, why is this person, so pissed at me is different from you going, oh my God, why is this person so pissed? What happened? Why is this person in such a strong state? How can I help them get out of it? How can I help them manage it? And how can we make sure that to prevent it moving forward? So I think that the way you manage other people's emotions is the same way you manage your own. And it all starts with even having the awareness and noticing the states that people are in and not just what they say and do and how they behave. And if you do that, it becomes much, much, much easier over time to deal with other people's as well as with your own emotions.
Yeah, totally agree. It's great.
Awesome. I think that's it from us for today. Go hug a tree and we'll hear you very, very soon.
Stelly at close.io, hnshaw@gmail.com, or hit us up on Twitter, hnshaw on Twitter, Stelly, S-T-E-L-I on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you hugged a tree today.
Especially if you hugged a tree today. So true. All right. Looking forward to hear from all of you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.